We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Have always been a little nuts, just as bad as the far left. But now you're going to end up with the far right and the far left going at each other, and we're going to be stuck in the middle.
Clowns to the left of me, jokers to the right. Here I am, stuck in the middle.
98.7 and 1330. KNSS, Steve and Ted in the morning now. 7:45.
Three
big things. Congress working to avoid a government shutdown.
Two.
Which city council approves common consumption liquor ordinance.
One.
Sumner County deputy injured in crash near Mulvane. Three big things. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
We have a traffic accident being reported now. This is northbound on I-235 near Zoo Boulevard. Watch out for a slowdown there. Again, northbound I-235 near Zoo. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Jad Chambers.
Sunny and warmer today with a high of 32 degrees. Not very warm, huh? Yesterday's high was 17. Clear and cold tonight. The overnight low, 17. Then Thursday, sunny and warmer. Tomorrow's high, 46. 46 tomorrow. Now partly cloudy, 2 degrees. South wind at 6 miles per hour. The wind chill is 9 below. KNSS weather brought to you by the Monarch. Explore your love of America's native spirit every Wednesday, that's today, with $4 select bourbons and whiskeys.
Mm.
Located at 579 West Douglas in historic Delano, the Monarch. 7:47 now, Steve and Ted on KNSS. And Goldman Sachs says it lost $1.93 billion in the fourth quarter.
What?
As the bank had to record more than $4 billion in charges related to the new tax law.
But it had to do with the new tax
law. Yeah, the new tax law is having an impact. Bank of America says its fourth quarter profits fell by nearly half from a year ago as the bank had to book $2.9 billion in charges related to the new tax law.
Yeah.
So the banks are getting hit today. Watch those stocks today with the banks and what's going to happen with the stock market. Car sales in Europe topped the 15 million mark for the first time in a decade in 2017, the fourth straight year of higher registrations, according to the Association of European Car Makers. Registrations of new cars were up 3.4% from 14.6 million in 2016. Most major car makers registered gains, as did four of the top five markets. So it looks like the car market in Europe's doing quite well, Ted. 7:48 now. Losses by industrial technology companies pulled stocks lower Tuesday, erasing an early gain that sent the Dow past 26,000 points for the first time. General Electric slumped 3% after reporting a $6.2 billion write-down.
Mm-hmm.
Dow fell 10 points at the end. It was up as much as 282 points earlier. The S&P fell 9 points. The NASDAQ lost 37 points. And just kind of look at the futures here right now. Looks like the Dow trading in up 97 points, NASDAQ up 22, and S&P up 9 points. So looks like another good start, apparently, to the stock market today. The expected wave of litigation against the Federal Communications Commission's repeal of net neutrality rules has begun. A group of attorneys general for 21 states and the District of Columbia sued Tuesday to block the rules. So did Mozilla, the maker of the Firefox browser, public interest group Free Press, and New America's Open Technology Institute. Others may file suit as well, and a major tech industry lobbying group has said it will support litigation. So net neutrality, it'll be in the courts.
It's going to be in the courts for a while.
Where just about everything goes nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Travel industry representatives sounded an alarm Tuesday over a long-term decline in international tourism in the U.S. to the U.S., said they want to work with the Trump administration to reverse the trend, maybe come up with a couple of good ideas there to do something about that. And Walmart is helping customers get rid of leftover opioids by giving them packets that turn the addictive painkillers into a useless gel. We had something going on locally on that a couple of weeks ago, didn't we? And I think the same thing was being handed out. The retail giant announced Wednesday that it will provide the packets free with opioid prescriptions filled at its 47,000 U.S. pharmacies. So, it just turns them into them. Turns your opioids into mush when they're set to expire. 7:50 now, Stephen.
Yeah, you're not supposed to flush them down the toilet.
No, he's not supposed to do that.
Not supposed to put them back into the water system.
You know, and don't give them to the dog or something like
no,
that.
No, no.
Grind them up and put them in the pet food. Don't
no,
do that.
No,
it's not a good idea. 7:51. Stephen Ted, new lodgings in Northwest Wichita. Editor Bill Roy of the Wichita Business Journal is with us this morning. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Stephen Ted. Yeah, a hotel in Northwest Wichita now open. The 88-room Hampton Inn near 29th Street North and Mays opened its doors for the first time Tuesday. It's the first hotel for HCW Development Company of Branson, Missouri. Kenseth Hotel Corporation is the property's manager. Crossland Construction built the hotel that was designed by LK Architecture. HCW is building a Hilton Hotel near 13th and Greenwich. The Wichita area housing market will head into 2018 with some momentum. South Central Multiple Listing Service data shows home sales in December jumped 3.6% over December of last year, 2016. The weather might be cool, but the market remains red hot. Realtor Kirk Short says housing values continue to improve and options are getting thinner. The Trump administration is loosening the rules imposed on banks during the 2008 financial crisis. We heard that report, Goldman Sachs and other banks. The effort appears to be getting support from congressional Democrats. A group of Senate Democrats have joined Republicans for the first major revision of the Dodd-Frank Act. The bill would allow hundreds of smaller banks to avoid certain elements of federal oversight. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
That's interesting. Democrats and Republicans getting together a little bit to say, you know, those restrictions, it's time to pull those off and go in another direction. We've recovered far enough, right?
Right. Yeah. That's one of the things we heard from bankers around here is that even though some of the things were not done correctly by the big banks back in New York City, they had to they had big rules imposed on them. So loosening that up.
So many times in government, we kind of just overdo it. You know, and one size fits all. It's kind of the way government works, I guess.
But, yeah.
Yeah. Hey, how would you don't park the big truck outside, do you? You got you're an indoors guy.
Generally, no. Yeah, I try to get it in the garages.
You got one of those the great big four or five car garages like in the movie Sabrina with Audrey Hepburn, right?
No, not quite.
Yeah, they got a
just two
chauffeur with a daughter who looks like Audrey Hepburn. See the whole thing. Well, I had to scrape my windshield this morning.
And
it,
oh,
it's
boy.
A little little light dust.
Not much.
Not much, but. But, you know, any kind of work like that, physical work early in the morning is kind of tough on you.
That's very difficult for you, isn't it?
Where are you politically on the flu shot? Are you a person who gets their inoculation or their vaccine? Or?
I tell you, I didn't this year. I have in the past. Generally, I usually pass it up because when I get a flu shot, I feel crummy for about a week after that.
Hmm. Okay. Well, I got Shelly and I, St. Shelly and I went to Dillon's and got our flu shots yesterday.
Uh-huh.
I just wanted to put that out there because, well, I just wanted to feel, I don't know, a little superior to you.
Right. Yeah, well, yeah. Looking, that seems to be your MO most days.
Yeah. Any time, Bill, I'll look for any excuse. Well, I have a flu shot.
He's doing the church lady superior dance
there
over here.
There we go. Right. There we go. Today is National Hot Buttered Rum Day. A mixed drink containing rum, butter, hot water, or cider, sweetener, and spices, typically cinnamon, nutmeg, and cloves. Hot buttered rum is especially favored during the fall and winter months and is sometimes associated with the holiday season.
It's usually more of a hot Christmas thing. Yeah.
That sounds awful. Hot buttered rum. Mm. Ever tried it? I don't think I've ever tried.
A long way with me.
Do what?
A little bit goes a long way with me. I can't have very much of that.
Hot buttered rum. Ted, you ever done any hot buttered rum?
I believe I have.
Have you really?
Yeah, it's just another version of a hot toddy.
Oh.
Pretty tasty.
I have done some room temperature PBR before, but that's about as close as I get.
Hey,
how about those Wildcats last night, your basketball team up there?
Yeah, that was kind of a nice game last night.
K-State just clobbering Oklahoma up there in Manhattan. That was great, huh?
Yep, they played a great game.
All right, thank you, Bill. As always, thanks for being with us this morning. Coming up at 8 o'clock with the KNSS Morning News with Stephen Ted, a Sumner County deputy injured in a crash near Mulvane. That story and more news on the way. Stephen Ted in the morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.